chair. We appreciate, I'm sure I could speak on behalf of all the participants. We appreciate this opportunity to be part of this meeting. I would like to speak about, I know that one of the former speakers spoke about climate justice, and this is a serious issue for all countries, especially poorer people. And usually, the poorer people are people of who are not of Caucasian descent, basically. The American report on climate change about a few years ago spoke about the fact that communities of color were at greater risk of the impacts of climate change. And of course, we know that the majority of the Caribbean, I am from Trinidad and Tobago. My organization is a Trinidad and Tobago Teachers Association. We are of a large majority African descent. In Trinidad and Tobago, we have 48% of African descent, and we just came out of, or actually we are in the midst of a big flood event right now. Maybe some of you might be aware of it. People of African descent would obviously be seriously affected because we are such a large population of the country. As well, too, some of you may be aware that this country is a large fossil fuel exporter. And this has been like this for more or less a century, somewhere around a century, 100 years. These organizations have basically been allowed to not pay their fair share. I pay my 25% tax, but these organizations, under our laws, they are supposed to pay 35% corporation tax. For the last 10 years, the Auditor General's reports have always shown that they owe billions. And so if you put those two things together, you could understand that we are in a serious situation. And I think there are some who recognize it from outside of Trinidad and Tobago. And so I have recently seen ads on television advertising climate change in a bigger way, trying to sensitize people, because they realize that we are almost helpless